Blog Talk Radio.
Let your booty do that yoga.
Party at the beach down in Cuba.
Gentlemen, this is Angela T, and you've tuned in to Needle on the Record. We have been on a bit of a hiatus, but we're back now, baby, and it's on and popping. What up, shawty?
What up, shawty?
This is Angela Marie of Needle on the Record, and you know, we ain't been gone. We've been hitting these streets.
Hard.
Super hard.
What's been going on, player? I mean, we've been everywhere, but
we've been all over the country. We've been to so many different events. We've been having surgeries. We've been doing the most. Everything good, bad, and indifferent, and a whole lot in between, the Angelas have been about.
Man, I'm so excited to be back on the air, though. I really have missed you guys. I've missed you, Angela Marie. We've been together. We've been separate. But now we're back. We on the air. Where do you want to start? Let's jump in.
Well, let's start from the top. I definitely miss everybody, too. So thanks for continuously rocking with your girls, the Angelas.
Work.
And living life. Thank you for hitting us up on social media. Let's do that shout out right quick. Twitter, we are Needle on the Rec, NeedleOnTheRec. And on Facebook, we are Needle on the Record, and we have a fan page now.
Yay!
Called the Angelas.
That's us.
And it's just like a little look into our little world. Later on today, we're going to post a video and a couple pictures from the last live event we went to, SLS Live Sessions, where Wanye of Voice to Men was giving us some live vocals, you dig? And it was it was just an incredible experience. We was definitely in the building, and we was feeling ourselves.
Damn it.
How about it?
Word, that was a great experience, but the young lady,
Maya,
she is a beast. You guys will be hearing from her, not just from our video that I'm posting it as we speak, but
she has no choice but to blow up in this world, because the world as we know it right now is way too small. Like, she is expanding into infinity and beyond.
Rapidly.
Yes.
Rapidly.
She's incredible. And once you guys get a little taste, then you'll understand what the rave is about. Because, honey.
Hunty child. That listen. Girl is the truth. No doubt.
In Vegas, you know, it's we don't always get an opportunity to go someplace and listen to live music. And it was such a treat for the Sayers band to be playing the way that they play. And I'm talking about, like, they are concert slash award show slash whatever, the best of the best type band.
Word.
And then you have the richness and just beautiful, beautiful, strong, you gonna feel that thing type voice coming from Maya. The covers that she did were incredible. I can't wait to hear some original work from her.
Mm-hmm.
The covers she literally gave me chills.
We're gonna, you know, now that we're back on the air, we're definitely gonna have Maya on the show. We're also doing a special series. You know, join us on needleontherecord.net, our website, because we're doing a special series with our friend to the show, Keisha Renee. She's
woo-hoo.
Going. She just was at the BET Experience weekend. She is our
my
good
bad,
friend
y'all.
That sings alongside Nicki Minaj. She's one of Nicki Minaj's principal vocalists, and she will be taking us on tour. We're going to do a 6-part series on tour with Keisha Renee as they globetrot all up and through Europe with
yes,
Nicki Minaj.
Honey.
And, you know, not only is she on the road with one of the most premier international
artists of our time,
but we're going to get in-depth with the business. We're
mm-hmm.
going to get in-depth with what it's like to be on the road from the look to what's in that suitcase. What do you pack to go on a world tour with Nicki Minaj? I want to know. I'm
going to
tell you
too.
Guys.
I really want to know, because I got a suitcase full of stuff right now on my way to Miami, and I want to know
if
something.
I'm in Miami, tricks.
How about it? I want to know if I'm packing right or if I'm packing wrong.
Like, you packing right or packing light?
Yeah, just let me know. Give me some direction.
I'm telling you. So I'm looking forward to that series, and we're going to kick that off. They hop on the road in another couple of days. I just got a text from her earlier today saying that she thought she had a week or so to hang out with her family. And, you know, she's a new mommy and a wife. So she thought she had a few extra days to say goodbye to and, you know, set things up with husband and child. But she got a text like during the VET experience, look, little mama, I'm going to need you to pack that bag because we're getting on the road Monday or something crazy. It's like very soon. So
we're going to give you a one-on-one perspective of what happens as an artist. If you're an individual, you're a human being, you have all these different roles, right? You have to be the person first. You have to be the mother. You have to be the woman of your household, then you have to go and be a superstar. And then you have to play all of those roles. And what our special program is targeting is to give you all not only a firsthand look, mm-hmm. but also firsthand knowledge on how you could possibly join the industry if that's what your aspiration is, or how you can balance out your life, maybe take a couple life hacks from Life Hack Pros and get it in like that. So it is a treat, and it's exclusive, boo-boo. You can't go nowhere but to the Angelus to get this.
Bam. You know, what we want to do with Needle on the Record this next season is really take you guys into some one-of-a-kind experiences.
Yes, because all in all, what we do is another world.
Mm-hmm.
And when we have to put things, you know, edit the different things that we are able to record and record our shows, that's just a fragmented piece of what's really going down. So you guys will be able to see a little bit more than what you were able to see before. And then y'all can let us know how you rocking. You feel me? Like if you rocking to the right or if we rocking to the left. Let us know if we need to tighten up.
Come on, engage with us. Like you said, the Twitter is Needle on Rec.
On the Rec. NEEDLEONTHAREC. Oh, yeah. And thank y'all for following me on Instagram. I'm blinking my lashes right now. Hey. I'm loving the love. If you need to be updated, Instagram,
what?
Angela Marie is Miss Twerk Out Workout. That's MSTWERKOUTWORKOUT.
And I know this social media. I'm Angela T N L V. What? Angela, A-N-G-E-L-A, T N L V. Because why? I live in Vegas, baby.
So is that the letter N or I N?
I N.
Okay, so maybe you should respell it.
Yes. Angela, A-N-G-E-L-A, T I N L V.
How about it? That's our Instagram. So
the only social media I know for sure.
Oh
hit
my
me
gosh.
Up on Instagram, man. Big Red was down in Austin, Texas. You know, that's my Texas name. They call me Big Red.
Oh. Big Red, just like the commercial. I had to hit you with the karaoke. No, boy, y'all wasn't ready.
What? Yeah, you know, I got my hat red right now. It's a red alert going down. So they started calling me Big Red down in Texas. And I was down there in Austin, Texas Juneteenth weekend. And I was there to attend the conference, Blogging While Brown. We'll get into a little bit of that before the broadcast is over. But I love Texas anyway. But Austin was so damn live, I don't know what to do. I was down in this basement called the Elephant Room.
I've heard of that place.
I was so enamored. I was off the chain. I was scatting like Ella Fitzgerald, and, you know, it was on and popping down in the Elephant Room. Love to Austin, man. I was feeling that. I also checked out this horn line called it'll come to me in a minute. But they from New Orleans, and they get down with the get down. You hear me?
Yes, indeedy.
You hear me?
It sounds intense. It sounds like a treat.
It was a treat. These young brothers, all horns, trumpets, trombones, saxophones, giving you the business, giving you Jay-Z, giving you Beyonce.
Horns are sexy, y'all, just so you know. So,
that's all I'm saying.
Blow that thing, boy.
Super duper intense.
A track is not a track without the horns, though. Just so.
And the drama.
Know.
You got to get the drama sound.
Got to get a drum sound.
So, I mean, it's so much on my mind. I mean, we've been gone for a minute, so it's so many things we could cover. Where you want to start?
I want to start at the BET Awards.
Why not?
So, I don't forget, because as everybody knows by now, Angela Marie does not watch very much television, so I need to go over everything while it's fresh in my membrane.
All right, well, let's go ahead and get up in your membrane. And
I still haven't finished it.
Share with the people.
I got about midway through.
Did you see Janet?
Yes. Yes, I thought I'll wait to go to Janet because that's probably one of my last remarks regarding the show. But I feel like Kendrick Lamar was the perfect, perfect opening act artist because everybody is not in the same space, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Kendrick Lamar, when he first came out, everybody loved him because he was a little street, he was a little trappy, he was a little of everything. You know, he was kind of hip-hop-ish. He was all over the place. And everybody felt like they could identify with that. With him doing To Pimp a Butterfly, To Pimp a Butterfly is way more focused, I'll say.
Right.
And I love it. I love the retro beats. I love the message. That's exactly how I'm feeling. I'm rocking my all black and combat boots and stuff, the afro.
Because what? We going to be all right.
We going to be all right.
What?
I mean, his lyrics, it's my therapy. Between him, J. Cole, they literally are my therapy. When
in
I
life.
See, like, horrible things like what happened in North Carolina.
Our condolences out to the
family members,
the families,
and
the church
members of that community overall. My heart is with you all.
Yeah.
And it when I got the news about the North Carolina situation, it was a couple days after I sent both of my children across country for their summer vacations,
right.
And I could not bear to look into the details of what happened at the church.
Mm-hmm.
Because our favorite churches are out of town. My favorite church is in Miami. And to think that you could go to your place of worship and lose your life.
Your sanctuary, I go to church not just to ask God for things, but I also go to serve God.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
Amen.
Just... a refuge and my peace on so many levels. To think that someone would break the sanctity of the church
just because they're in a hateful place,
just
within
because
themselves.
They don't understand a group of people, and to specifically single out one of the most profound black churches in the country.
Mm-hmm.
200 years of history, Mother Emanuel has contributed to this country. I can't say enough.
And my heart is completely heavy. And it was something that I honestly was very much so avoiding. I did
sure.
not want to watch it on television. I did not want to hear the reports on the radio. I didn't want to do anything because, you know, a couple days into my children being on vacation without me, I'm dealing with myself in the first place. And the last thing you want to do as a parent is think, oh, my gosh. This
my babies might be in danger. Yeah.
Right. This is a situation that happened completely out of left field. It's out of anybody's control. You don't want to burden yourself with that. And I absolutely could not look into this situation until Friday when it was time for the pastor's funeral.
Mm-hmm.
And the president spoke. I still can't bring myself to research the details surrounding that traumatic event. So my heart is heavy for that situation, but I feel like Kendrick Lamar coming out with the song of We Gonna Be All Right with the American flags on the television screens and having his dancers waving the flag. It's times like, it's instances like that, and when Obama spoke on Friday and, you know, those types of
you're reminded
intense black messages that's, you know, shared with the public at large, I'm reminded that it's okay to be the color I was born.
Right.
I'm not in danger. I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be all right. Like, I literally, like, a couple tears came down when I saw
sure.
Kendrick Lamar performing that on Sunday because it was a celebration within. I needed to say
that
and
message.
To feel we
yeah.
are going to be all right. It's okay. It's okay. And you need that reminder. So I feel like Kendrick Lamar did a superb job. I love him as an artist. I can't wait for the rest of the world to fall in love with him like that. I love, love, love the Diddy era of the show.
That was my highlight.
Oh, my gosh.
20 years.
Oh, my gosh.
The 20-year celebration.
Yeah. 20 years of consistently hit-making. Like, what? Even what he came out on, like, him and the Mason Bethel songs definitely annoy me, thanks to GCI in Chicago, because we didn't have very much variety.
Right.
And so I knew those songs inside out, and I vowed to myself, oh, when I get grown, if this song comes on, I'm going to sit down. And to this day, that's exactly what I do, but only in the club, because when that happened and I was watching the show, I was up in the living room getting it in.
Right.
And what's so crazy is that, okay, I just saw Diddy's performance, like, right now. And looking at social media, the number one thing that I heard about was Diddy's fall. So I'm watching the performance, and I'm like, okay, well, he must be, like, nosediving or something. He's going to do something even more embarrassing than what Miguel did with his high heels and broke the woman's nose.
Oh.
Like, I'm ready to see it. When I saw him, you know, he did definitely have a tumble fall, and it wasn't anything that, you know, he could hide. It wasn't worth everybody talking about that and not what Diddy did. Diddy gave a visual and audible example of what an artist slash producer slash lover of music is to, you know, allow for the audience to receive from the love of music, period. And nobody in my circle and who I passed on social media highlighted that. Everybody was talking about the damn fall.
Well, all the old heads was focused on, wow, what a great career Diddy has had, and what a wonderful body of music. I got to say, the 90s was like the last time we was really freaking happy. With music.
It was
just all purpose happiness. And I just love, shout out to Lil' Kim. If you thought anything other than she's one of the fucking greatest that ever did it, not female, I'm not even going to subjugate her as female, just one of the greatest MCs to ever put it down. I was just so happy to see her out there winning.
Yes, I was very happy to see her, and I was very excited to be rapping that verse with her.
I know, right?
It was definitely a song that I learned the lyrics to under the bed, so my mama ain't hear me rapping that song, because, All About the Benjamins is not something that your tweener, your pre-tweener should be rapping.
But this is the kid that woke me up with.
Crucial Conflict came in the middle of the barn.
Came in the middle of the barn.
Know.
And what was that other with 8-Ball a day?
Take it off, chick. Then over, let me sit. Yeah,
so,
buddy boy.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised.
See, I was thugging out through the music, though. It
only
didn't carry
music.
On to
only
my
in the music.
Accent.
Only
it
in the music,
so
people.
Musical. But still, I was like, I was a mega thug in my music. In my mind, I was really getting it.
Really?
For real.
Okay,
like,
well. You heard it here, folks. Only in her mind.
In my mind, it was some serious, boy.
In her mind, she was a bad kid. But in reality, you were a good kid and having a great time.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed watching Diddy. I really enjoyed just reminiscing with them beats. And Faith, can we talk about Faith?
Oh, Faith, you better do that thing, honey. First of all, she is so slayed.
Okay.
Child, first of all, her body is like a teenage dream. But with some hips and booty, though, that's like mature hips and booty, though. You're not born with that.
For pow, pow, pow.
All the way. And then her hair was so laid. Woo, child, boy. Every step she took, the hair was just flowing and bouncing and
bouncing
behaving.
And behaving, yeah.
Oh, man, I definitely had some damn hair envy when I saw her part.
Yeah.
And she had on the pimp fur, too. It's like, yes, this is the Faith Evans I know.
Okay,
I don't want to ever
it.
See you turn down.
All the way back to the 90s, even with the that's still hot to this day.
Yes, yes.
Shout out to Misa. The styling maven for everybody, and, you know, one of Diddy's baby mamas. She got swag, and her, you know, clearly her swag is classic.
Universal, baby.
Yeah, it's classic. That outfit goes right now.
Now, another great performance would have to be Janelle Monáe and Zendaya.
Yeah.
Love them. And first of all, I love that Janelle thought outside the box with yoga. So many of the songs that were performed last night are a part of my class.
Right.
And I got it, like, right when it dropped.
Mm-hmm.
And all of my clients are like, who is that? You know, after I played the yoga song. I'm
sure.
Like, oh, that's Janelle Monáe. They're like, what? Oh, my gosh.
She's killing it.
Yes. And then they end up buying the song. And, you know, we got the flag girls out here in Las Vegas that's doing routines to it. And
right.
All kinds of additional stuff. So I love the fact that Janelle allowed for us to see another part of her. I can't wait to just see what her body of work looks like 20 years from now, because every single time she comes out, my hands are up and I'm like, okay, yet again, you done did it. Zendaya.
Love him. Classic man.
Listen, when he was singing that song, I have to say the highlight for me was watching the men sing the song and stand up and point to themselves talking about they a classic man.
I'm a classic man.
I love that. Between
yeah.
We Gonna Be All Right and I'm a Classic Man, I love what it was doing for the black men in the audience, because there are so many times where we see a negative depiction of what that's supposed to be. I love the fact that it was all well-dressed men in the building and they were praising themselves and they were worthy of it, and it was just all light, it was all fun, but you could see the happiness in them. I loved what's his name, gosh, that did the spiritual portion of the show.
Donnie McClurkin. Yes.
I loved seeing the audience's reaction, because it's one thing for Donnie to get up there and do his thing, he already know he the man,
right?
And, you know, the singers and everybody right up there by the stage.
And do a tribute to one of my favorite gospel singers of all time. We lost the great Andre Crouch this year.
Yes.
And for Donnie McClurkin to do that tribute to him.
In the midst of the show, because you know the BET Awards.
Yeah,
we're
10 minutes into the show. They do a gospel thing. Yeah, they do a gospel thing every year. But
I don't know.
I think it feels different this year because we have had so many dire headlines in the news just recently. Mm. So I think that's why you feel it more.
Perhaps so. Let's see. What's another good one? Well, while I pick my brain, trying to figure out what other parts of the show I liked, let's hit this new Janet. This is No Sleep. Unless it won't play. Because if it won't play, then I can't play it. So, let's keep talking about the BET Awards. I don't know. With the different times of the year, the BET Awards happening in the summertime, I don't know. It's not the same award feeling for me as the other award shows that happen during award season, being like February time frame. I felt like the BET Awards was more like a BET concert, and that worked out pretty well for me. It just made me think about clubbing and having a good time and getting it in. The fashion. Oh, my gosh. Let's talk about Tracee Ellis Ross. Man, oh, man, oh, man. When I think about her and her career, I automatically go back to Girlfriends. And when I think about her and Girlfriends, I think about the light-skinned, big booty, natural-haired woman that was, you know, holding it down. She was very confused. but she was doing what she does. And now, like, Tracee Ellis Ross has definitely expanded more as an actress slash comedian. And I love the fact that her style has stayed. Her body. Woo, child. Okay, she makes me super proud to be a part of the Big Booty Gang.
Big Booty Trudy Gang.
Yes. Her back is the business, honey.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yes, like literally
her
back, not her butt, but literally her back. Like, it's hard for you to define your back when you're keeping yourself in shape. I think that she looks incredible, and she holding it down for the Big Booty Gang. Get it, girl.
I love how you call us the Big Booty Gang. Wow.
Yeah,
that's us.
Deep.
We are deep. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Now, I applaud Chris Brown for staying busy.
You know, Chris Brown, that's the absolute proof that Brown is busy in front of and behind. Because, you know, not only has he put a lot of young ladies in that room down, I'm just saying.
Put them down in the close the door type way, not like any other kind of way. She's talking about sexual.
No, I'm not talking about sexual. I'm talking about business-wise. They
what
have career.
Mean?
They have careers, thanks to Chris. Carucci.
Oh, yeah,
hosting.
Yeah.
What you talking about?
You said put them down.
Put them down.
I didn't want to say anything negative. You know, you start talking about C. Breezy, I get real defensive. So I had to think of the absolute best
not
boss.
Only was he has he had a phenomenal year,
yes,
as a writer and producer, as a featured art, as a feature artist, but he's had an outstanding just his body of
personal
work.
Life,
just his body of work was ever present all over the room. That's
yes,
all I'm gonna say.
Yes, yes, yes. I love Breezy, and I love the fact that he's human, and we don't get enough reminders that any time of the day, be it beginning, middle, or end, your butt is human before anything else. So if you make a mistake, then, you know, the best thing you could do is learn from it. But the overall absolute best thing you can do is keep going. And I love the fact that he expressed love. I love the fact that, you know, he's owning up. You know, he's been in the forefront of ridiculousness for an extremely long period of time.
But I will say this about Chris. Even in the midst of the storm, he was working.
Yeah.
And having phenomenal success as far as chart-topping hits. So,
because his,
you know,
hits,
you got to respect, you know, if you disagree with anything that might be going on in the blog that he might be a part of, I do respect the fact that he is winning.
All the time. All the time. And if he went in there, you open your eyes, he went in other areas too. So, see Breezy. Keep doing you, boo. And one of these days when we meet, I'm going to play this part of the show for you again. It's a whole lot of shows where I'm taking up for you because I'm Team Breezy.
Look, one of the important components now that we're back that I'm going to do, I'm always going to be bringing new independent artists. And I got this artist by the name of Shy. I call him Aaron. Because, you know, that's my boo. And
I don't call him nothing. I just frown on my face.
But I'm going to play two of his latest songs. One is called Dream, and then the second one is Ride or Die, which is his latest. So let's get into some music.
Let's do it.
I've been on the grind, homie, I've been on the come up. Shorty stay down, now she ready for the come up. It be going down every time we come around. Me and all my niggas, we out here, we tryna show out.
My mama always told me she ain't always what she thinks. I fell asleep yesterday,
I'm your co-host, Angela T, and we're in the middle of a new artist showcase. That is Shy. That last song we just played was called Dream, and we're going to get into his second song, Ride or Die.
Why do these bitches keep calling my phone? Why don't these hoes just leave me alone? I got a lot of bitches, but I only want you, girl. Scripture written in the Bible, baby, you're the truth, girl. You're the truth, girl. Gotta let you know that you're the truth, girl. Anyway you want it, girl, it's your world. You'll be riding on my dick like a surfboard. Surfboard. Go, girl. Go, girl. Gonna give your boy a little show, girl. Smash on the gas, we could go, girl. $1 million trips, let's go, girl. Yeah. Shorty says you wanna ride with a nigga. Take trips, get fly with a nigga. Roll big whips, sit high with a nigga. Spit chips, ride or die for a nigga. Push a nigga cap to the sky for a nigga. Tell the truth, never lie to a nigga. Look the judge in his eye for a nigga. Shorty says she ride or die for a nigga.
Shorty wanna take trips with a thug. With a real nigga, she ain't never been in love. She wanna get connected like the seas on the Chanel sign. I take you shopping, baby girl, how you Chanel fun? If I go down, will you go down with me? If the haters tripping, we both blowin' like like Bobby and Whitney. No drama unless we role play for makeup sex. You know you beautiful when you wear your makeup less. I vow to never cheat if you be my rider. You by my side, I never see a bottom dollar. Cause every king needs a queen. Cause 9 times out of 10, she the realest on the team. If I hit a lick, she gon' be my alibi. I'm the answer to a question, she call me Alan I. Shorty been a star, I just put her in the sky. Cause she my ride or die, that's my partner in crime.
Shorty says she wanna ride with a nigga. Take trips to fly with a nigga. Roll big whips at high with a nigga. Spit chips, ride or die for a nigga. Push a nigga cap to the sky for a nigga. Tell the truth, never lie to a nigga. Look the judge in his eye for a nigga. Shorty says she ride or die for a nigga. Pull a bullet at the 6-4. Like Suge Knight when it was death row. Shorty, we can lead down, but we left cold. Where you at, pack the best clothes. Fuck it, let's roll up to my heart out. I got a spot where we can wild out. Hit it from the back, blow your side out. Don't ever cheat or let me find out. Don't ever tell nobody about the things that we do. Don't ever trip about the nigga hanging with his crew. And we gon' always be close. Girl, you know I got you. Girl, that's why you my boo. They can hate it if they want to. Shawty says she wanna ride with a nigga. Take trips, get fly with a nigga. Roll big whips, sit high with a nigga. Spit chips, ride or die for a nigga. Push a nigga cap to the sky for a nigga. Tell the truth, never lie to a nigga. Look the judge in his eye for a nigga. Shawty says she ride or die for a nigga.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yo, this is Angela T, and you've tuned in to Needle on the Record. That was fresh as hell. You know it was. Like I said, that's our boy, Shy. The first song was Dream, and the last song was Ride or Die.
Yeah, that was dope.
It was.
But, you know, we all about bringing y'all that new Vegas heat. So, tune in to your girls. If you looking for that new, we got that new on the radio.
And
we got that new on the website. Go to the website, needleontherecord.net.
Yeah.
Hit us up on Twitter.
Submit your songs.
Yeah. Hit us up with your songs. Hit us up via Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook with the link to your song. And we'll in Twitter, Needle on the Rec, NEEDLEONTHAREC. Facebook is Needle on the Rec, the same thing as Twitter, and also the Angelus. And Instagram, I am Miss Twerk Out Workout, MSTWERKOUTWORKOUT, and Angela T.
I am Angela T, NLV, ANGELATINLV.
Awesome.
Hit me on the gram, check out Big Red, I'm doing big things, and we're going to upload some of our excursions, the latest one at the Sayers Club featuring Wanye, and we're going to upload that on our Angela's page on Facebook.
And also the Needle on the Rec page. So y'all going to see how that's your girl. Share with everybody and tune in for the next show, because we going to go there. All right, y'all. Take care.
We'll see you next show.
Bye-bye, y'all.